Yeah, yeah. This your boy Trey Plus 305, and this the Day Sound Blunt Show. God damn it, let's get it. I had a raw ass intro just before, and I should have pressed record, but I wasn't pressing record. And now I don't even know what to say. Fuck it. This the Day Sound Blunt Show, and it's your boy Trey Plus 305, and right now it's that day. It's Sunday, and right now I'm on my goddamn iMac, the big iMac, goddamn it, the big boy. And right now I'm looking at the inside of the Dolphin Stadium, and I'm looking at season tickets, and right now the season tickets is goddamn $1,199 goddamn dollars, goddamn it. I need that in my life for two seats for me and Monet. That's going to be a goal. I don't know if it could be a goal right now. We gonna get out of this. I tell you that much, because, shit, I ain't got $2,000 right now.
Oh, my God.
Dolphin tickets. I ain't finna sit up here and flex. Let me get out of that right now. Let me get up to what's been going on, man. What's good, man? This is the Day Sound Blunt Show, and it's your boy Trey Plus 305, and I had a good week, yo. I had an even better weekend. I ended the week off good. I called off of work on Friday. I should have never called off of work on Friday. I don't think I got days. That shit crazy. What I'm doing right now, man, first of all, what I need to be doing is playing some music. God damn it. And since it's Sunday, May 23rd, 10:06 in the morning, God damn it, I'm going to set it off with some Dollar Bill. Shout out to my dog, Dollar Bill. We had a good conversation yesterday, you know what I'm saying, off the record, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I keep in touch with some of the people that I do my interviews with. You know what I'm saying? I can't spend too much time on one artist. I got to talk to multiple artists, you know what I'm saying? What I just said, I don't know what I just said. Got tongue twisted, just not shit crazy.
Oh, my God.
Man, shit crazy, man. I had a wonderful week, man. I had Monet came back on Monday. That was amazing. Thank God she was gone for a whole goddamn week. God damn it. Shit, crazy. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't even soak in. I did an interview at a high school, at my high school, my alma mater, Kara City High. Shout out to them. Shout out to Mr. P. Shout out to all the chiefs that participated. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? Gave back to the community. I got banned from fucking Popeye's. Well, I banned myself from Popeye's. That's another episode. That happened on Wednesday on hump day. Shit always crazy on hump day.
Oh, my God.
On hump day, it's crazy because I'm only nice to people that's nice to me on hump days. For real. Let me find some music, man, to bump to. I want to bump to some music, man. I want to bump to some Miami music. Man, I know what I'm bumping next. Hold on. Hey, shout out to Dollar Bill. Shout out to Blink. Perp Gave, I think that's his name. This song is called Came From Nothing. It's on Apple Music. You know, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Just because I go to the next song while the song playing don't mean nothing negative. I want to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting ready for my next segment. So I'm about to switch it up real quick. And I'm about to get ready to get into that next song. Hey, this is the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, man. I'm going to tell y'all what happened to me at Popeye's, man, on Wednesday, man. It's crazy, man. You know, I'm going to tell y'all real soon in a minute. But right now, we 4 minutes and 35 seconds. Hey, Monet in the room. I don't know if she going to get up and participate on the show. Oh, no, I got to put up her microphone together and stuff, because we sat down and we had a nice little celebration dinner last night. It's crazy. I was supposed to cook the meal, but both of us end up cooking because I wanted to taste her mashed potatoes. God damn it. Lord Jesus, I love when she made the mashed potatoes. But anyway, this is the next segment. I'm going into the next segment. This is Day Sam Blunt Show. And we'll be back. It's Sunday. Happy Sunday, God dog it.
Now he down on his knees.
Yeah, he down.
Pray to God, to the Lord, he say please.
Got a safety.
What happened to Bonnie and Clyde? What happened, niggas supposed to ride?
I don't know who this is, yo. I was about to go into my breaking and this song started playing. This song kind of raw. It's called Bad Vibe. Hold on. This song called Bad Vibe by Juan Poppy, man. This, I might have to add this to the library, man. This shit hard.
Big dollars, yeah, he got some pants in motion. Yeah, he got some pants in motion. Yeah, he tryna build a fortune. Got a bad, now they say that he switching. But they didn't get the vision.
I gotta look Buddy up. Let me, hold on. Hey, shout out to Juan Poppy. Let me look this dude up real quick, man. I'm gonna go to the next segment. I just gotta look this dude up, man. God damn, this shit hard.
They left him out in the empty space. Now he down on his knees. Pray to God, to the Lord, he say peace. On the phone with the Grand Reaper. Going hard each and every day.
I gotta find out his food from Miami or what, cause I only wanna listen to Miami people right now, dog. I ain't gonna lie, dog. Shout out to Miami, shout out to Dade County, shout out to Carib City, shout out to motherfucking Wynwood. Why I say shout out to Wynwood? Shout out to Overtown. What the fuck? What the fuck I got going on? I'm tripping. Shout out to Wynwood. Niggas, you crazy. Shout out to Carib City. Shout out to Overtown, nigga, because that's where I'm coming from. That's where I came from. Overtown, Time Park Plaza, God damn it. Let's get it. We out. Welcome to the Day Sam Blunt Show, man. Hey, right now, I ain't gonna even play this segment too, goddammit. Hey, shout out to Juan Poppy, that was him. Previous segment, I gotta look him up, I can't find him on Instagram. Right now, we ain't talking about Juan Poppy, we talking about El Flaco, goddammit. Hey, shout out to that boy El Flaco. That's my dog, another artist, another person that was on the show who I, you should check out his interview. You know what I'm saying? I had an interview with, Dollar Bill, and I had an interview with El Flaco like a couple of seasons ago, you know what I'm saying, like when I was starting off, you know what I'm saying. I gotta redo them interviews cause, you know what I'm saying, I keep leveling up, you know what I'm saying, and as I level up I wanna carry the people who I interviewed with in the beginning, the people who reached out to me, who continue to reach out to me, you know what I'm saying. I know I changed up my number and stuff, it's all good, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes you gotta move like that, but yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I reach out to people. I talk. I ain't got no problems with people, you know what I'm saying? I just had to move accordingly, you know what I'm saying? Like an OG supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I move accordingly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't let people figure me out, you know what I'm saying? That's the goal. You can't let people figure you out, man, when you doing things, when you know, man, I can't. It's hard to explain, goddammit. I can't put it into words right now, goddammit. This is the Day Sam Blunt podcast show. It's your boy Trey Plus 305. Man, let me tell y'all what happened to me on Wednesday, God.
Oh my God.
I don't know what I was gonna say. Guys or God, whatever. Same shit, man. It's the Day Sam Blunt show, man. Let me get it together. I'm gonna tell y'all what happened goddamn to me. I'm gonna tell y'all what happened to me at Popeyes on Wednesday. Shit crazy, man. But give me a second. Give me a quick second.
Dick for an hour. She say my baby daddy crazy too. I'm like, nah, boo, that nigga just crazy with you. Before he play with me, he better talk to a pastor. Cause you will be a widow and your child will be a bastard. That's when the nigga start blowing up the phone. She like, check for your bitch, nigga, leave me alone. Thinking to myself, I can't beat by the bitch. She kept sucking cock, so I cocked my shit. Hope he cool it down like New Edition. Right hand of Jehovah, I can't leave a witness. No LLC, I'ma give him the business. Then gift wrap his body for his kids for Christmas.
Hey, so who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. Hey, shout out to El Flaco. Hey, I gotta back that shit up. This is my song right here. Yeah. Only in the rear can relate to shit like this. If you ain't been through no shit like that before, boy, I know I've been through shit like that before. I got with Monet on some gangster shit. Always be them damn baby daddies, dog. Ghostbusters, hey, back that shit up. Hey, I'm saying back that shit up like it ain't me. But sometimes I gotta remind myself. Yeah, it's the Day Sound Blunt Show. Hey man, let me jump out. I'll be back, man.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. Nicky Gangster. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
Nowhere without my tool on me. I know some broke niggas will rob you for your shoes, homie. But I walk with no fear when I'm in these streets. I can't be faded, barbershop or bleach. Listen when I speak, fuck with me, don't do that. I'ma smoke a blunt, then show up where your crew at. Right between your eyes, that's where I'ma put two at. It's the principle, fuck where you went to school at. Y'all niggas better learn some respect. Bag full of cash money, keep a Drake on deck. I peep everything through these Tom Fords. Keep extensions in the Glock like a long cord. I could clean the whole block like I'm doing chores. Open up the board fast like Lamborghini doors. No, they ain't gonna help, they gonna press record. And watch you take your last breath on the cold floor.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbuster, hey, that boy snapped on that thing, boy. Y'all better check that El Flaco out. Listen, hey, El Flaco, a real one, goddammit. You hear that, boy? Ghostbusters.
Cuban link round my neck, tell them hoes I got it. 500 grams, got your bitch out of pocket. Thinking shit sweet, it'll get real sour. I was on a pill, she sucked dick for an hour. She say my baby daddy crazy too. I'm like, nah, boo, that nigga just crazy with you. Before he play with me, he better talk to a pastor. Cause you will be a widow and your child will be a bastard. That's when the nigga start blowing up the phone. She like, check for your bitch, nigga, leave me alone. Thinking to myself, I can't beat by the bitch. She kept sucking cock, so I cocked my shit. Hope he cool it down like new edition. Right hand of Jehovah, I can't leave a witness. No LLC, I'ma give him the business. The gift wrap his body for his kids for Christmas.
Gangster, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. We need a gangster. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
Oh man, I know I tripped out on this segment. I said I was gonna tell y'all about the Popeyes, and then I started listening to that Ghostbusters by El Flaco. This my jam right here, man. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. And we about to go to another segment now, you dick. Welcome back. This is that third segment, goddammit. Yeah. Right now, I got that Lito in the background. That Lito for 30 or better. Lito 30 or better. God damn it, he in the building. He gonna be in the building one of these days. That's how I practice. Shout out to Lito.
I done put in blood, sweat, and tears. How you expect me to bow down? You can't be for real.
Nope.
Me and my set, hold it down
for real.
We was in a rentals, we was switching all the gears. Tell him we won't pop buying all the pills.
I know the shit, God damn it.
Up like a hill. Cardi up, bust, yeah, the mood on chill. I thought a broke nigga said something.
I thought a broke bitch said something.
Alexander McQueen for a queen. 7'6", 2s, left on every scene. Penny racks, I can stuff in these Mary Jeans. If she's solid and she G, you know she getting anything. $100 steak, 30 ounces.
So yeah, man, story time, man. Let me tell y'all what happened to me on Wednesday, goddammit. Shit crazy.
Oh, my God.
So on Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to go get me some Popeyes, so I stopped to the, you know what I'm saying, stopped to my little office, to the main office, you know, not my office, the main office, you know what I'm saying, to holler at two of my coworkers, you know what I'm saying, shout out to them, I ain't gonna put their name out there, but anyway, we all gathered up, we was gonna go get us something to eat from Popeyes, I was gonna walk to Popeyes like I normally do, get my $5 box of shrimp, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Popeyes and that $5 box of shrimp, I love it, it come through in the clutch, but yeah, and one gave me a coupon. she ripped out a little coupon to get her little food. And then the other one say, oh, dang, I want to use my coupon, but she could give me her phone, so she sent me a picture of her code. So, okay, I walked off, know what I'm saying, with the Popeyes. Okay, if that don't work, know what I'm saying, maybe I go through my little app and see. But anyway, I made it to Popeyes, stood in the line, gently, know what I'm saying, smile every day, be nice to people. And then, you know what I'm saying, I get to the counter, it's time for me to order. I order the first meal for the first coupon. Boom. So I'm getting to the second meal. I'm about to order the second meal. So that I'm like, listen, here, I got a code. So I showed her the phone with the text message for her to put in the code. She didn't want to put in the code. So she was like, with an attitude, she was like, I can't put in the code. I said, yeah, you can put in the code. Just put it in. She's like, no, I'm not going to put in the code. You need to download the app. So I'm like, I'm not downloading the app. I don't feel like downloading the app. It's people behind me. So anyway, and I'm about to order something else. So I was like, go ahead, get the manager. So she rolled her eyes. She goes to zero. Like, the manager not going to help you either. So she turned around. The manager was right there by the drive-thru window. So the manager was like, say what she say, but I ain't hear her. So she was like, see, so I was like, listen, man, why you always got to have an attitude with me? Why some days you nice to me and some days you mean to me? Like, don't you know I curse people out in real life?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, damn, don't you know I curse people out in real life? Man, let me back that blood, sweat, and tears up, man. That's real by Lito. By Lito 30 or better. You can find that boy on iCloud. You can find that boy on SoundCloud. I say iCloud. You can find that boy on Apple Music, goddammit. Yes, sir. That's what I'm listening to right now, Apple Music. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to Spotify. Shout out to Google Podcast. Shout out to all the platforms that got me. I don't remember all the names. I got to pull up the thing on the screen. I didn't. But yeah, shout out to everybody. So I snapped on this damn girl, man, and it was embarrassing because I really cursed her ass out. I drug her ass through the grease. I drug, not physically, but like as I with words, verbally. Like I went in on her, and I feel so bad because, you know what I'm saying, we gotta protect our women, but you know our women gotta be nice to the kings. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to identify the kings when you see the kings. Now you can't be disrespecting no king now out here. For real, for real. I'm a real one now. I be nice, but I'm a Virgo. When that energy get crazy, I'm gonna match that energy. I told that girl, go get the hardest nigga that she got, the toughest dude in her family, so I can knock his ass out, goddammit.
Oh my God.
I told the dudes that was looking in the back, hey, y'all can come out here and help us. I can knock y'all ass out too, goddammit.
Oh my God.
This how we get down, boy. In real life. This how the real Trey Plus get down. But we don't be trying to activate Trey Plus, man. We be trying to activate Trayvon Hunt. We be trying to activate the calm Trey Plus 305. Because Trey Plus 305 is different from Trey Plus. Because you add the 305, that's a brand right now.
Oh, my God.
We got to protect the brand at all costs. We can't get people to say, group up and be like, oh, cancel Trey Plus. Cancel the They Say I'm Blunt show. We don't need that type of energy in our lives. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that boy Lito. Shout out to that boy from 30 or better. Shout out. I don't know what the fuck I was about to say just now, man. Shit,
oh,
crazy, man.
My
I just
God.
Switched up, man. The energy just changed. That's how things be on the They Say I'm Blunt show. You can expect energy to change. You know what I'm saying? Because it is what it is, goddammit. Hey. Anyway, we're going to put that Popeyes behind us, you know what I'm saying? Because that was on Wednesday. That was on hump day. And it's always crazy on hump day, man. Because like I say earlier, I'm only nice to people who nice to me on hump days. That's crazy, but that's how the universe is, man. It's crazy. Let me turn this light off real quick. I thought a broke bitch said something. I thought a broke bitch said Hey, I'm going to go to the next segment, man, because another song about to come on, and this is like a good song. So I guess I'm going to go to the next segment. I don't know what segment I'm on now. Man, it is what it is. Welcome back. Welcome back to the They Say I'm Blunt show. God damn it. Hold on, let me turn this on down. Welcome back to the They Say I'm Blunt show. I got that Lido playing, man. Hey, this is a classic album, so forgive me. I might let every song ride out from this album because it's just that hard, God damn it. Hey, you gotta give your girl the word cause she deserve it. That's what Lido said, goddammit. Cause Lido said that.
My bitch, she different, wanna Draco for her birthday. She know I'm fucking with them birds. Got my line back jumping, this shit didn't slow down.
Hey.
I done got the block back on the road now.
Hey.
5x6 to 7x2s when we face. This that 7-3 Impala with the hard top. From the city, you can't see it, but it say Shaquille up on her titty. Junkie jam, more than one trap when he was serving fiends in River City. Ran across a couple dressed to land. I can't wait to wear my off-white
clothes. Forgive me if I fall into it and just start becoming a fan and just start bumping the music like y'all, cause that Lido album hard, bro. For real. I gotta try to get that boy on the show, man. I remember when I was a janitor at Karen City High, man, back in 2008, something like that, 2009, Lido, them boys was in school, man. Those were my little hitters right there, boy. Hey, real shit. Hey, anytime I used to have issues with it, I remember I had an issue with a kid from another hood. We became cool after that, but before that, boy, that whole Myrtle Grove table stood up. Boy, them boys came. They seen it was Trey. They were like, hold on, Trey, you good? I'm talking about them boys, Osama and all the boys. Boy, listen, that when Osama had the wicks. Listen, shit real. Shout out to that boy Lido. I'm proud of him, man. I'm proud to see what he doing in 2021. You know what I'm saying? That's some raw ass shit, man. I be seeing the little homie in Arizona. I be seeing the little homie doing concerts, man. But I been seeing him grinding for years, though. You know what I'm saying? It took me a minute to catch on, cause I like to observe shit. But yeah, this is another one of my favorite songs too, man. Cause it's real as fuck. It's real as fuck. Right or wrong, nigga, I'm riding with my family. Right or wrong, I'm riding with my niggas. Real shit. Shout out to Lido.
You play with anybody around me, somebody gon' die. I get that love from the beans to the grape too. Them niggas pussy, they ain't never but some grapefruit. Right or wrong, I'm riding for mine. You play with.
Yeah, so right or wrong, I'm riding for mines. You play with one of mines, we coming for your ass, and your ass gon'. That's that final breath, God damn it.
Oh my God!
Real shit. But we don't fucking damn condone violence, God damn it. That's just, it is what it is, boy. Hey, family first. No, let me rephrase that. God first, family second. And the loved ones, other than that, they come third, and know what I'm saying, everything else after that, including the money. You feel me? That's how we rocking on the They Say I'm Blunt show. But yeah, man, it's Sunday, May 23rd, 10:28 in the morning. I had a hell of a week. I had a hell of a week, man. This was one of the greatest weeks I ever had. Shit. For real, man. Like, for real. Like, for real. Hey. Hold on, man. I gotta play something real quick. Hold on, man. Let me talk about my week, man. The ending of my week on Friday. Let me talk about Friday. But if I'm gonna talk about Friday, dog, shout out to that boy Lido. I almost said shout out to that boy Shaq, cause Shaq and Lido the same person, any motherfucking way. Hey, shout out to that boy Lido, man. But I'm gonna go back in. I gotta go to something, man. Cause something happened on Friday. Hey, man, listen, we'll be back, man. I'm finna go to the next segment, man. We gonna go to the next segment, know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to my dogs. Hey, on Friday night, Friday night, I met some real niggas from Broward County, bruh. And I'm about to go to the next segment because I'm over the climb. Hold on. Welcome back. Like I said, the last segment. On Friday, I ran into some real niggas from Broward County. Hey, shout out to them APF boys. Hey, shout out to Amazing Records. Hey, yeah. Hey, shout out to my sister, my little sister. I almost put her name out there, but I don't want to put her government name out there. I don't want to get choked. But yeah, man, I ran into the APF boys, you know what I'm saying? The team had done connected on, they team connected with my team on Tuesday, and we was able to get the deal done by Thursday. Like, and on Friday, next thing you know, my team got me, you know what I'm saying, at the mall shopping, you know what I'm saying, getting me together and shit. And Friday night, Boy, I was in the music video that's gonna debut sometime this upcoming week. You know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to them boys. Hey, the first rappers to hit me up, have a team hit my team up, and pay me to have me in a music video. Hey, that's what's up, man. This is my second music video. The last music video I was in was the JT Money and I was in the JT Money and Sean J from Field Mob video. I was in that video. I played a little extra. I ain't want to play an extra, but you know what I'm saying, I ain't want to be in the video. You know what I'm saying? I can't. Shout out to my dog Ripster, man. Shout out to Ripster, man. Good people always calling me, man, and having me in, and they get me out. It's certain people that could get me to do things, bruh, out of the respect I have for them, you know what I'm saying? And it's vice versa. I could get people to do things because they got respect for me, you know what I'm saying? That's how real niggas do, you know what I'm saying? We do what we want, you know what I'm saying? And bitch niggas do what they can. That's how we get down. You heard me? That come from Tupac. Hey, but anyway, on Friday, I don't want to get too lost off in the stories because I got a lot of stories, you know what I'm saying? But whatever, I could get mixed up. I'm sorry, I could jump ship if I don't have my team with me, I don't have Monet with me, I don't have my peoples with me to keep me direct and keep me focused. But I'm going to try to stay focused to this story with APF. Shout out to APF. So, yeah, man, my sister hit me up. Say, man, Trey, so on and so on. Carolina Panthers got an artist and he wants you to interview his artist and he wants you to be participate in the video. And I'm like, damn, you know, I don't do visual, sis, but whatever, pass the phone to Monet, let her do my business. But you know what I'm saying, damn. So you know what I'm saying, we get this deal together, you know what I'm saying, and then boom, my first fucking damn payment, goddamn it. Hold on. Y'all gotta feel my pain on this one. Y'all don't understand. Hey, shout out to APF. Hey, APF Money, boy, they gotta feel our pain on this one, bruh. Hey, APF Money, they gotta feel our pain. APF, they gotta feel our pain on this one. Hey, I'll be back. Hey, them some real niggas from Broward County, man. Shout out to APF. Shout out to APF.
Post the picture. Showing how I'm living. Hashtag facts. Let them niggas get the feeling. Mixed breed with me. No, she ain't Sicilian. Ass fat, scratch marks her legs to the ceiling. Kill the gang. They treat me like a villain. My boggle. I'm just focused on these millions. Smoking AK-47. My mind drilling. Jumping in and out of cars just to make a living. I was just a little boy running, making dealings. One call, I get it all off in a minute. Fast and furious. Doing 100 in the Genesis. I put my heart in this shit from the beginning. Plus money, I'ma get it, yeah, we win it. Courtside, red bottoms on my tennis.
Hey, y'all better believe him. Hey, APF Money, the real deal. APF money, let me turn this down. APF money, the real deal. Because right now, I'm counting them. These crispy hundreds. I'm counting them. Hold on, I'm going to start over. I want y'all to just listen. Because I did my first show. It's all hundreds that I'm holding right now, man. Shout out to APF money. Shout out to the Amazing Records. Listen, before I go to the next segment, I'm going to jump into that APF money. I'm going to let it play out because Friday, them boys bless me. Hold on. Rusty right there in the background. Listen to this, Rusty. One. Ooh. Ooh. That's how much it costs to get Trey Plus and his equipment out to do any fucking visuals. And I'm sorry for cursing. I didn't mean to curse. But if you couldn't count that by listening to it, that's all on you.
Oh,
you about to go to the
God.
Next segment, man. Shout out to APF Money. Shout out to my sister. Shout out to that boy from the Carolina Panthers. I don't want to put his name out there. But God damn it, y'all bless me. Y'all bless the show. I'ma hold on to this manyan. This manyan. I'ma hold on to this thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's for the show. It ain't for me. It's for the show. Let's go. Yo. Shout out to APF Money. Hey, we gonna set it off the right way. I gotta do APF Money. I gotta do a real interview with that boy because you know what I'm saying. When I got him recorded, but he was shooting a music video. You know what I'm saying? So I had to play what I was paid for. You know what I'm saying? I had to do my part as a podcaster. Hey man, the shit was unbelievable, man. Like it was some raw ass shit. Like, I was able to pay Monet. I came in there with some money on me. So I collected my money to do my part. And Monet, she was so great. I had my brother Black with me. Hey, shout out to my brother Black. He held me down. You know what I'm saying? Monet held me down. We had the team out there. You know what I'm saying? You know when Trey Plus come out, you know Trey Plus gonna come out with a face you never seen before. Let that marinate. Don't let that go over your head. But yeah. We did our thing, man. One take. Hey, one take. Monet in the room. I know she hear me. We missed. Hey, we one take, Monet. You hear me? Hold on. Monet. You hear me? What we did? God damn right. God damn it. I don't know if y'all heard her, but we did one take. We did one take for real. Hey, my brother saw it. My brother saw it. He don't even be around us when we recorded Monet. He saw it. We one take around this bitch. APF amazing records saw it. We did our thing. You know what I'm saying? I kind of was like, but you know what? Trey Plus don't get camera shy. Trey Plus don't get starstruck. Because guess what? I'm all of that. I'm the camera. I'm the star, God damn it. I'm the star of the They Say I'm Blunt show. And that's no disrespect to nobody. But that's how I'm able to come out and perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the real deal Holyfield. And I read it to APF Money and them boys, and they the real deal, Holyfield. Listen, that's how this shit go. When I talked to APF Money off the record the next day, know what I'm saying? It was amazing because we ain't really get a chance to chop it up that night. Everything moved fast, and like I'm from the street, so I understand how fast things go. Monet was her first time seeing things go fast. It was so funny. Because once everything was done, once my scene was done, I was ready to be out the door, wrap my things up immediately, and let's go. I left the bag back for Monet to grab and take. She was the last person out, but we was in the truck ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Everybody left the same time. You know what I'm saying? Unknown location shit. Hey, it was so well put together. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to be as professional as I wanted to be. Shout out to my sister, Monet. I ain't want to say her name. God, dog, Monet.
Oh, my God.
We done praised my sister. You want to come out here and get on the show? Huh? Okay then, stop screaming and messing up my show then if you don't want to get on the show.
Oh my God.
What is wrong with her? She don't want to come out here and wake up, man. I don't even know what segment I'm on. It's her fault. I don't know what segment I'm on. Now I'm freestyling. You know what I'm saying? Let me play some music, man. Shout out to APF Money. Hey, what this is, man? This sound hard, man. Let me back this up, man. It's called Recollect. Hey, man, I gotta get an interview with APF Money, Monet. Hey, Monet, we gotta get this interview because there's so many things I want to talk about, man. I'm still studying these people, man. I'm still studying APF, man. Like I'm in, man. I'm fucking with APF Money, man. Listen, let me put this. Monet, Rusty, move, man. I don't feel like boxing with you. Damn, you act like I can't get crunk up my own show. Damn, man, that's Rusty. I'm sorry, man. Rusty always coming and invading the show every time I get hype. I get hype and stuff when I hear good music. Move, man. And he be trying to, like, jump up on me like a kangaroo, bro. Be jumping up, acting like he be wanting to box, dog. Move. You done ripped up the bag. You done ripped up Monet's shoe. Monet, he got your shoes. Move. Anyway, I done forgot what I was about to say, man.
Oh,
God damn,
God.
Dog. Anyway, let me turn this music up, man. Rusty done, mate. Damn.
Told me get this money, bro, with free bands. Jack APF, you know how we coming back the clan. Scooter fighting Tommy, stuck off in a little jam. Told my mama count the bread, I'm going ham. I was dropping tears, nobody seen them.
Okay, I know what I was finna say. I know what I was about to say. Monet, I need to get APF money on the calendar. I need APF money on the calendar because I was impressed. Them boys showed me some real shit. They showed me, listen, they was all organized. Everything was professional. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was able to pay my girl. It felt so good to pay her. I was able to pay her and keep my money that I made from the show. I was able to pay my girl more money than what she made the next day when I dropped her off to work, goddamn it. Yeah. And my girl is an executive, you know what I'm saying, at a prestigious mall in Dade County, in Bell Harbor. She executive at a prestigious mall in Bell Harbor. That means when you go into the mall, you don't see her, but she be there. Oh, no. Shout out to APF Money. Well, I'm going to hold on to that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold on to that, man. We gonna chop it up again. I wish we would have had more time on that during that night, but I understand them boys was working. You know, like I said, I've been a part of a video shoot before. Like I said, I was in a JT Money and Sean J video shoot from Fillmore. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to meet Sean J. I got to meet JT Money. I got to meet Poison Clan. I got to meet a lot of good people. Piccolo, you know what I'm saying? Thanks to my dog Ripster. Shout out to my dog Ripster. Hey, you can find Ripster out on Apple Music, SoundCloud, all of that. Listen, that's my nigga right there. That's my brother, the Open Locker spokesman. That's my brother to the bone. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Hey, this was the They Say I'm Blunt show, man. I'm going to go ahead and end it right now, man. I'll catch up with y'all later, man. Thanks for tuning in. This was the They Say I'm Blunt podcast show with your boy Trey Plus 305. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Until next time. I don't know who I'm going to have on the show next time, but you know it's going to be somebody real. Or if I don't have nobody on the show, you know me and Monet, we're going to have us a good conversation. Hopefully it could be some good information. We're going to try to give y'all more information. But in the meantime, I want y'all to enjoy this song by Ashley Kiko. This is her TikTok. And I love this girl because she's amazing, man. Ashley Kiko. Man, y'all follow her on TikTok, man. Catch up with y'all. welcome to the Deceon Blunt Podcast Show.
I ain't playing foul.
I am your host, Trey Plus 305. And right now, we got APF Money in the building.
I ain't playing foul. Nigga know how I'm coming, man. This amazing shit, man. We stepping, man.
Yes, sir. Yo, APF, what's good, bro?
My flavors don't stop. Bells on the table. Busting down the blocks. Glock on my waist.
First off, I want to say congratulations for getting that deal with Amazing Records. Shout out to them boys. Shout out to them boys from Amazing Records. You already know. Yes, sir. Yeah, so APF Money, how long you been doing this rap thing, my bro?
Stack it on the daily. 28
Yes, sir, man. Let me turn this music down right now. You say you've been going on for how long, bro?
About 2 years.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, APF, man, tell me, what inspired you to become a rapper?
You know, shit, I always been just back, like, you know, my street life and what I've been doing and the work I've been putting in and shit. I just been thinking, like, shit, the rap shit, just like the hustler in the street. So, shit, let me get to that and get me something out of that, too, then. Shit, that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing. I've been hustling.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, where you coming from? Where shit. You coming from, APF Money?
I'm from Broward County.
Yeah, Broward County. What side of Broward County?
I'm from Merrill Park. 90210. I ain't playing fuck.
You already know, man. I'm coming from that Cass City area. You know what I'm saying? One time for Cass City, one time for Broward County. You know what I'm saying? On the Day Say I'm Blunt show, you know what I'm saying? We always love to give back to the kids. We always like to inspire the kids. APF Money. So tell me something. Can you give a message to the kids or any other up and coming rapper that's inspired to be a rapper? Do you have any words of advice for them?
Shit, my advice, shit, whatever you doing, you stay at it. Keep hustling, man. You got to keep your foot on these niggas' necks, man. Because, look, when you sleep, these niggas out here working, you got to keep working. Ain't no sleep. Sleep for the dead, man. We'll sleep when we dead over here, man. We getting to it.
You already know, man. Y'all already heard what APF Money say, you know what I'm saying? Hey, APF Money, man, what you got going on right now, man? What's the project right now, man?
Shit, you know, I'm in the studio. I'm in it now. Shit, I'm working on that Blow 2 right now. Shit, it's coming.
Yes, sir. You heard what he say. That Blow 2 coming, man. You already know. So, APF.
Heavy smoke.
Yes, sir.
Playing fuck.
You already heard what that boy say, man. They ain't coming to play fair, man. Shout out to Amazing Records, man. Once again, APF Money just signed that deal. You already know he coming out of Broward, Florida. I'm talking about Broward, Florida, man. On the Day Sound Blunt Podcast show, you already know we ain't perfect. You heard me? You already know, man. So, APF Money, man, have you ever thought about collaborating with somebody, man? Do you have somebody in particular that you want to collaborate with in the future?
Shit. It's a lot of people I want to collab with, but right now I'm just focusing on me, man. I'm hustling, man. That's all I'm doing, man. I'm hustling, man. Nigga know where I'm at. They want to find me. I ain't playing fuck.
Y'all already heard. Y'all already know, man. Right now, he trying to get it. He trying to get in his bag right now. APF
yeah, I'm
Money.
I'm in my bag. I ain't Wait. Trying to get in my bag. I'm in my bag. I've been in my bag. Nigga know it up.
Listen.
I ain't playing fuck.
Oh, my God.
Listen. On the Day You Say on Blunt Podcast show, you already knew. You hear what APF Money said. He ain't playing fair.
Yeah,
you already know.
Coming, man.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, man. This is Day You Say on Blunt Podcast show. And it's your boy, Trey Plus 305. And it's APF Money right now.
And we ain't playing fair, man. Nigga know how we coming, man. Nigga know how I'm stepping with this man. Nigga know how I'm coming with this shit, man. This amazing shit, man. This shit here, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't sleep.
Don't sleep on that boy APF Money, you heard?
I ain't playing fuck.
This was the Day Sound Blunt Podcast show with your boy Trey Plus 305. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Till next time. I don't know who I'm going to have on the show next time, but you know it's going to be somebody real. Or if I don't have nobody on the show, you know me and Monet, we're going to have us a good conversation. Hopefully it could be some good information. We're going to try to give y'all more information. But in the meantime, I want y'all to enjoy this song by Ashley Kiko. This is her TikTok. And I love this girl because she's amazing, man. Ashley Kiko. Man, y'all follow her on TikTok, man. Catch up with y'all.